FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. Toby Mac, Steal My Show, Sidewalk Prophets, Save My Life. Good morning, it's 7:20.
For today, cloudy, occasional rain this afternoon, high of 42. Tonight, clouds and rain with a low of 37. And for tomorrow, winning Wednesday, partly sunny, high of 48. Currently 28 in Ephrata, 27 in Harrisburg.
Our very special guest this morning, Diana Volo, is here. She's the founder and executive director of Swan for Kids. Good morning again, Diana.
Good morning, Fred. So, great to be here.
So great to have you here. Tell us about Swan.
Well, Swan's mission is to provide free music lessons, ensemble training, performance opportunities, and share the gospel with children affected by parental incarceration and the resulting trauma.
And about how many kids do you serve in a week's time?
Well, we serve about 200 plus in a week's time. We send teachers into the School District of Lancaster, into Red Lion. We also serve children in the Youth Intervention Center, which is where children awaiting their court hearings are held. And then the other part of the Youth Intervention Center is for homeless teens.
And we have a lot of homeless in our area, probably more than many realize.
Well, that's sad and true. In the School District of Lancaster, they estimate about 900 to 1,000 homeless children in the School District of Lancaster.
Amazing. And while you're serving 200 children affected by incarceration, there's many more in our area that you could reach out to.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They believe that there's about 4,600 children on any given day in Lancaster County affected by parental incarceration. Well, that has a parent in prison on any given day.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 in 14, did you say?
In our country.
Yeah.
Yes, the stats are very high. And of course, with that parental incarceration comes a tremendous amount of trauma.
Yeah.
You have the trauma of abandonment, of poverty, of homelessness, and there are other traumas as well, you know, with the drugs and using and selling. You know, children often have many issues with overdoses in their homes and sadly even death.
Can you share any stories about how these kids' lives have been transformed?
Oh, absolutely. We have many impact stories, but I'd love to tell you about Jameer and Sivan this morning.
Sure.
They're brothers. And Jameer is in junior high, and his brother is a freshman in high school. They love to perform together. So Jameer is playing drums. Sivan, he plays piano, and he composes. He writes his own music, and they're always performing together. As a matter of fact, they'll be performing this Friday, the 18th of November. It's Give at the Garden, 595 North Charlotte Street in Lancaster. And they'll be performing from 4:15 in between sets. Our students will be performing, but Jameer and Sivan will be performing at 4:15 that night. I'd love to tell you how the Lancaster Symphony really did impact them. We gave them tickets to hear the Lancaster Symphony, and it was the first time they had ever heard classical music.
Wow.
In a symphony, they saw the performers up close. They started downloading the music into their phones because they wanted to hear it and listen to it over and over. And our composer, Sivan, who's our high school composer, he heard Jeff Midkin's mandolin concerto, saw him perform mandolin, but then he realized that he had written every single one of those parts for each one of the musicians, and it just blew his mind.
Right.
Just expanded his world. They discovered a new genre that they love. They love hip-hop. They love, you know, pop. They love, but they now love classical.
Yeah.
And just last week, just actually this weekend, Jameer wanted me to hear his new composition. And it was actually, he didn't realize it, but it was a theme in variations. And you could hear the classical influence.
Yes.
It
How cool is
awesome.
That?
Awesome. Very awesome.
I love that. And so folks can come out and hear them this Friday.
They can.
And what other stuff is going on as part of your event?
Well, we'll be there with a selfie station. Of course, it's a big day of giving in Lancaster.
Right.
We'll be celebrating that. But the big deal is hearing our kids perform. They love to perform.
And it's happening on Charlotte Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If folks want more information about your organization or about what's happening on Friday, they can visit you online.
That's right. SwanForKids.org.
And how can our listeners get involved as far as, do you need instruments, teachers? Do you need volunteers?
We absolutely do. We are looking for teachers, but we're also looking for instruments in playable condition. And at this time, if anyone has a piano that's in decent, you know, condition. Yep. We do have a family that would love to have a piano.
Okay. Check it out online, swan4kids.org. You can get a hold of Diana there if you have a piano or if you'd like to help out and volunteer. Swan, the number 4kids.org. Diana, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we wish you well. Hope your event goes great on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks.
Jason Gray, back to the music when I say yes on WJTL.